Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. What could be more perfect than a bike ride? Before you pull out your bike, Leslie Meehan, Senior Transportation Planner, will speak on how to stay safe on two wheels. Leslie, why is bike safety so important?
Safety is the number one thing that you should think about when riding a bicycle before you think about having fun. When you do just a couple of simple safety checks every time you ride your bicycle, you can always make sure that it's operating properly, and then you'll know that you'll have a good ride.
And what are those checks you should do?
The first thing you should do is an ABC quick check. The ABC stands for air, brakes, and your crank, chain, and cassette.
Wearing a helmet can prevent brain injury. What else can be prevented by the use of wearing a helmet?
You hit the nail on the head. About 90% of head injury related to bicycle crashes can be prevented simply by wearing a helmet.
Just wearing a helmet.
We do a great little demonstration with elementary school children in which we put an egg inside of a simple piece of styrofoam in a helmet, mm-hmm. and we drop the helmet and the egg doesn't shatter.
Okay.
But we all know that if you simply drop an egg from waist height, it'll likely shatter.
Right.
So that's just a good visual aid for us to help get the point across to children that wearing a helmet isn't just about being cool, but it's really about safety.
Safety. In Davidson County or just Tennessee, is there a law about wearing helmets?
There is. The state law says that any child 16 years of age or younger, it's mandatory that they must wear a helmet at all times. This includes if you're just riding in the neighborhood or on a greenway, you should be wearing a helmet at all times. We always recommend that every bicycle rider wear a helmet, mm-hmm. again, no matter where it is, even if they're riding around the neighborhood streets or on a greenway. Mm-hmm. Don't take safety for granted. It's a really simple thing to do to wear a helmet. Helmets are relatively inexpensive, and you'll be setting an example for other bicycle riders.
Okay. Another way to be safe while riding your bike is just to be seen. How can an individual make sure they are seen?
During the daytime, if you're riding in your car, you'll notice that what catches your eye are brightly colored flowers, or brightly colored billboards, or advertisements on bus stop signs, and the same principle applies to bicycle riding. Because a bicycle is a smaller vehicle than mm-hmm. a car, you want to make sure that you get the attention of all of the other users on the roadway. And the best way to do this is to wear visually bright clothing. Fluorescent colors are a great option. And if you ever notice bicycle riders who are wearing jerseys, mm-hmm. the jerseys oftentimes have many colors and a very intricate pattern. And again, the idea is you want to create something that's visually stimulating. So if you have any type of bright t-shirt or athletic gear, that's a good option mm-hmm. to wear. If you don't have something like that, another option is a safety vest.
Okay.
And again, green is better. Green mm-hmm. is the choice for indicating that there's a person who is on the roadway. If you ever see folks who are working construction, mm-hmm. for example, they're wearing mm-hmm. a bright green fluorescent
right.
vest.
Right.
The reason they chose that color over a blue or a purple is because the green is the most visual.
Stands out.
And when riding at night, it's perfectly legal to ride at night, but bicycles have to make sure a couple of things. One, by law, they have to have a headlight on the front of their bicycle.
Okay.
The purpose of that headlight is not necessarily to aid the bicyclist so that they can see the roadway, mm-hmm. but the purpose is for other motorists to be able to see that a bicycle is coming.
Right.
By law, you also have to have a rear red reflector on the bicycle.
Mm, okay.
But the common rule of thumb is to have a rear red light. Again, the more brightness mm-hmm. and visibility that you have, the better. And at night, you really want to make sure that you're wearing reflective clothing.
Right.
And safety vests are a great option because a lot of them either have built-in LED lights mm-hmm. or built-in reflective strips. And you can get all kinds of things, such as reflective tape that you can put on yourself, your equipment, okay. your bicycle,
right.
and additional lighting that you can put on your helmet. There's all sorts of things that you can do to make sure that you're seen
at night. Thank you, Leslie.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.